Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our spiritual life, and in the politics and metaphysics around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I hope to be joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Woltz later on. Now, last week, the whole Blog Talk Radio system was not working, so we were not on, and we may be looking for another radio blog to move to that might be a bit more reliable, though we have loved Blog Talk Radio for so long. But as recently, all the Scorpio lineup of planets, the Sun, Mars, and the Moon over the weekend, and Mercury not that long ago, have all opposed Uranus, which has been hard on all technical products and all communication systems. It's also lowered our impulse control, brought up exciting events around the world, and all of this has been charged by a very active sun who's been sending out solar flares and bringing interesting aurora borealis. I can always tell when there's an aurora borealis happening around here because I could see it if it wasn't overcast, but it's always been overcast whenever there's been the northern lights. So I'm still hoping to see it. The sun is going to be hitting the peak of this cycle. And the sun cycles approximately 11 years at a time, but can go from 9 to 30 years over the years. It's done in different cycles. But this one is expected to peak hotter and faster and more intense than they expected over the next 2 years, 2024 and 25. And when the sun is active, not only does it throw out all this electrical charge, it turns up the volume on all the aspects and turns up the volume on history. It activates it, and everybody's looking for new answers. And I think I'm joined. Is that Mark? Do I see you out there?
Hello, Heather. Yes, it's Mark. I'm in New York.
Wonderful. Welcome. And how did you do over this last wonderfully broody full new moon in Scorpio over the weekend?
I had a lot of surprises, and I think it's because Uranus
is opposed
to that moon.
Mm-hmm.
Very close, 1 degree apart, and Jupiter hanging off on Uranus's shoulder, kind of looking over the whole affair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
speeding it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So things happened just when we didn't expect.
Were some of them good surprises, or most of them difficult?
Yeah, pretty much good. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, the moon went in, and when we see those unexpected, the image of the Uranus transits is crisis with opportunity. Is often an opportunity hidden in the unexpected, but it may not be easy to take advantage of. So there,
right.
The lower impulse control. I've heard some wild purchases this weekend. I think it's great for anything that's not highly electrical. I wouldn't necessarily buy a computer with that opposition, but just about anything else. The moon got out of Scorpio, went into Sagittarius minutes before we got on air tonight, which was a lovely difference. And we're moving forward with that. Right now, the Sun and Mars, over this next week, will be forming, they'll conjunct, Sun and Mars conjunct, which is really action-oriented, but they'll conjunct forming a trine to Neptune. And that can be, the problems of a religious war, as we're seeing in the Mideast, but it can also be action towards our goals, towards our compassion, towards a vision, towards what we hope for, and towards a creative project.
Very focused.
Simple. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
very focused. It's interesting because that Sun and Mars trine Neptune, which tends to pull things out of focus, but right away they conjunct each other in Scorpio, and it really puts focus into it. So I think what we'll see is people committing to their ideals and then finding an action to put it forward. So
I like that.
Net progress.
I think that's going to be good for powerful action. I think, you know, in a moderate way, you know, we always see it, how these transits can unfold in international politics. I'm also seeing with this unexpected, raw, shifting energy, whenever there's a major Uranus transit, I often think of it's going to cause an earthquake in our life. It's going to shift the ground and make it change. And now I see that Iceland's just being rippled with earthquakes, and they're expecting a nice volcano to go off on its coast any moment now.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they've evacuated about 3,000 people. Now, this could happen at any moment with anybody. It is, you know, for people caught in a war zone, it will call anything we can do to send protection to all the people involved in this, because it could be, it continues. Since Pluto turned direct, square Mars, on that first week in October, there's been one intense, you know, Mars or Pluto transit since. And it doesn't really calm down for another week or so. But I'm hoping that it starts to take some of the heat off the awful places of conflict around the globe.
Yeah, this new moon brings in a sense that there is an outside authority that will come into the picture, that because of the square to Saturn.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. So you have that Uranus opposite Sun Moon, and that's really the new moon in action. But they're squaring Saturn, so they have to answer to authority somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
mm-hmm.
that's coming from outside.
And then we can think about that for our own life, you know, that it may be coming from outside to dealing with an authority figure, or it could be coming to terms with a body of history or a traditions that you've been involved with before. So, you know, look for the ways that tradition and history can strengthen your own personal authority in this week ahead. Now, it's not feeling very Thanksgiving-y up until next week. We'll talk more about the Thanksgiving transits. But the sun on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, the sun will be in Scorpio and the moon will be in Pisces, and everybody kind of emotional and a little tired and having trouble finishing things up. Then on Wednesday, the sun goes into Sagittarius and the moon heads into Aries. And suddenly, in time for everybody to get on the road, they just have to be patient while they're doing that, because suddenly we'll be like, oh, my God, I've got so much to do and I've got to get it done now. So prioritize safety over the next couple of weeks and enjoy a chance to break through some of the recent stalemates and put some action into a dream you've had and a dream that you can believe in. That's what I... And relationships need a little extra warmth and support right now. Venus is in her own sign of Libra and Mars in his own sign of Scorpio, which can kind of turn the volume up on romance or desire for romance, not necessarily the willingness for romance, but it can also push the push people to differentiate their needs. And some want social connection, some want a lot of touch, some want to be left alone. And to notice that the unspoken messages our bodies are sending, or our actions are sending, or our artistic process is sending, that we may need to get to kind of come to understand ourselves, what we want, and be able to express it better, or we lose people in the process. How do you feel about Venus in Libra and Mars in Scorpio?
Well, I think they, in a lot of ways, they're prepared to accept each other. Mars and Venus often are at odds, you know, the masculine versus the feminine principle. But when they're each strong in their own sign, it gives them a chance to negotiate from a center rather than being thrown off center.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sextile to each other, so it's a good arrangement, or semi-sextile.
And, yeah, I think it'll be an interesting way that they work together.
Yeah.
So look
to balance the masculine and the feminine within your own circle of friends.
Right. And in yourself.
Give equal weight. And in yourself.
Right.
Yep.
And in yourself, your inner Venus and Mars. And honor differences. When I see that kind of gender polarity where, you know, Venus is getting very Venusian and Mars is getting very Martian, it's so important to respect the differences rather than disparage them or notice the differences. But be curious about how other people see things, what they need and what's their experience. Grow from the differences. We have a lot of hands up tonight, and we didn't get to anybody last week because the machine, you know, Block Talk wasn't working. So let's give people.
Right.
Let's see who's on here tonight.
Yeah, a note to all the listeners: if you couldn't get onto Block Talk last week, it wasn't your fault. It was technical difficulties.
It was just down.
We didn't get on it either. So
all those Uranus transits, I'm wondering how many technical things are being difficult. So 917-848, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you so much, first.
Great. Thank you. When were you born,
so,
and what's your question?
Yes, March 9th, 1956. At 10:45 p.m. in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
In Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And what can we do, what can we answer, help you with tonight?
The main thing, well, I don't know if you can say, I've had some incredibly bad relationship problems with friends lately. However, that will sort itself out. But I am doing a creative project, and today had a very positive meetup with someone. And
wonderful.
I need to get a proposal out just to show what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the deadline is December 1st. So in between, I'm hoping you're not going to say this week because I have a lot of work to do on this proposal yet. But if you could see a good time for me to send this proposal out, and just in general, my creative projects, what I'm doing, my own writing and my art, how are you seeing, you know, what are you seeing?
Were the people that you had the trouble with, were they people that were connected to some old cycles in your life?
In a way, yes. I would say old patterns.
Because it looks like
perhaps.
There's all kinds of new people coming into your life. And
yeah.
That, you know, you've sort of been, kind of, I think at times you were so there for other people. But for the last 20 months, you've been busy. You've been focused on this new creative. Your progress moon went into Leo. It's about to conjunct Jupiter. You are on for the next, 10 months. You're really cooking, if not longer. So
good.
Stay, say I wish you well, but if they're not supporting your work, then you don't need to spend too much time and thought about them. Just notice that did you suddenly change behavior on them from being almost enabling to being not available to them, and they took it personally?
The thing is I'm trying to shift from that. It's especially with one person, it's just way too much dependence. And
exactly. But notice that you trained them that way, and you have to kind of make it clear. I'm no longer doing that. I would like to invite you to a more equal friendship. I can cheer you on. I can't solve your problems.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So make it explicit. But, really be clear about it. And say, I don't have much time, but I do care about you. So let me check in with you once in a while. Please be happy that I'm busy.
Right. Yeah, it's not being supportive of my work, but it's being I did enable, especially this one person, be very self-absorbed, but he was going through a tough time. So, I don't know if it's the Pisces, I don't know what it is, whatever is in me, but I don't want to be a crutch, and I would, it's a great relationship, and I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater sort of thing.
Right, so just be explicit about the behavior, what you can offer and what you can't. And then let them deal with that without, I think they'll come around. I really do.
Right.
You asked about a time that you... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the creative project, if the one proposal that should be by December 1st. Is there a time between now and December 1st that would be a great time to...
I would say on Thanksgiving, but, if you can get it in the first few days, or if you could get it in that Friday or Saturday, that would be really good.
Okay. And for this project, I would have to do some traveling to Europe, and I'm looking at April or April...
Sorry.
May of next year or March. What are you thinking about that? To be productive and meeting these new people that you're talking about.
I'm not picking up a clear answer. We'd have to kind of go into details on that.
Okay.
I'd say call back closer to the time, or call back, once you get your proposal in, and let's see if we can get you some good times. I would say 6 months from now is November, December, January, February, March, May, April. We'll look at what the retrograde cycles are, but it looks like I would say either March or May would be better than April for you from here.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds good. That sounds great.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Mark, do you have any last comments?
Yeah, you're in a situation where you're testing your own authority. You have Saturn in a square to your natal Saturn, and you're really meant to work with that. So what Heather was saying about making your own space with your friends and being clear about what the distance is, and how you can be there for them and them for you, and how not. Sort all of those things out really clearly.
Okay.
And, lay out some ground rules. Say, even if that means a shift in rules, go with the shift. It's your job now to make things work.
For your words of wisdom, both of you.
Okay, good luck.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, let us know how it goes.
Hello, error code 267673. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. Just checking back in with you guys. I'm going to give you my birthday. It's March 31st, 1990, at 6:30 p.m. in Birmingham, Alabama. And this is a synastry question, so I wanted to give you another chart.
Okay. Hold on. In Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Birmingham. And, okay. And chart B is, when was that one born?
October 15th, 1992, at 4:44 p.m. in Chicago, Illinois.
First name?
Amir. That's A-M-I-R.
Just helps with keeping organized here. And you want to talk about how your two charts get along? Is that the question?
Yeah. Yes, it is, because this is someone that I met right before the recent eclipse in Libra, mm-hmm. like on his birthday weekend. And from there, this person just kind of came out of nowhere, and things are happening way too fast, where I just really wanted to get an insight from you, too.
You off their feet, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just accelerating.
Aw. And, yes. So, it looks like your friend, you're both Gemini moons within 11 mm-hmm. degrees, right? And
he's 11, I'm 22, yeah.
Right, so, but your moons are within 11 degrees of each other.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So they're very, I would call that conjunct. And they're in Gemini, so it's moving fast. Your suns are opposed, you know, within about 12, 11 degrees apart. It's really interesting. Amir's sun is 22 Libra. Your sun is 11 Aries. Your moon is 22 Gemini. Amir's is 11 Gemini. So your sun and moons, your one sun and moon trines exactly, one sextiles exactly to the degree.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to move fast with each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Amir's, you have Venus and Mars conjunct in Aquarius, so you don't really want to hurry this. And Amir's Saturn sits on there, so it kind of feels karmically connected. Saturn is right on your north node. But sometimes it can be, you know, your Venuses are squared exactly, well, within a degree, right? And that that Amir can be possessive. And your Venus and Mars in Aquarius is sort of like, what? Excuse me, I love the world. You know, that Venus and Mars in Aquarius doesn't need to touch the world, but you need to be able to talk to the whole known world. And you need a large circle of friends. And he needs, you know, he's friendly with a lot of people, but on his intimate circle, it's intense, and he wants your focus. And he wants and he does not share. So, you know, just be really clear as you go along what you mean when you say, oh, we're dating, or what, you know, how you're coming together or what you're doing with that. Otherwise, it can be, you know, you can be working at cross purposes in relationship because your sun and moon are fabulous together. You know, it's the Venus and Mars that you just have different approaches towards that could be a bit difficult. Do you have any particular
questions about
that?
Yeah, his stuff reminded me of my father.
Well, that's his Saturn on your planets. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to watch out that you don't play rebellious daughter to him. Make sure you stay. Yeah, but, you know, go like, no, I am a woman in command of my own life and in my own authority.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So
well, what I was
when you find yourself being rebellious, step aside and go like, no, what do I want instead?
Right.
You have a really nice composite chart, but that you have Mercury-Uranus conjunct, and Mercury-Uranus conjunct in a composite chart usually means that it hits the ground fast. You feel like you've known each other for lifetimes when you first meet.
Yeah.
And the Sun-Neptune, you can easily project. But, you know, you both have changed a lot in the last 200 years since the last time you knew each other. So it's, I know you, who are you? Take the time to get to know each other, because it's easy to project what you think you know about the other person on them. Find out who they really are. Keep interviewing each other.
Okay.
Take time.
I'll do that.
Have life experiences together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Really get to know each other. Mark, what do you say?
Yeah, you're much more independent than Amir is. And that can set up some awkwardness in, Heather was referring to expectations of what the relationship is. And you want to define it as closely as you can, because you get set up for disappointment. And it's because somebody else has a different expectation than you do. You operate without heavy expectation. But a lot of people, that's not the way they go through life. So,
that's the truth.
you're going to learn some things about that, but it's by paying attention and not committing except to what you really want to commit to.
Okay. All right, yeah, because, you know, things are just happening and, like, there's no, like, definition. Like, I'm just like, oh, I thought we were just friends, but here we are sharing a hotel room together already because of, like, my current circumstances. Because, like, I'm technically without a home right now. But he did a very nice thing. Yeah, he did a very nice thing for me this week by, like, paying for my hotel room because, like, I was sleeping in my car. And, like, just being really devoted, like, incredibly. Like, it really took me by storm. So that's why I wanted to, like, give you guys this, like, insight. Because I'm just like, I don't want to fall in love with this guy because he's, like, helping me or something. I want to be his friend first, of course. But he's kind of already like, I'm going to move in with you, almost. Like, that's what it is.
Well, he does like being the hero. And I think that it helps him. He can feel insecure when it's just as an equal. So he's going to feel like he'd love to swoop in, save you, and have you permanently indebted to him for being saved. So if that's not the dynamic, if you want to say, actually, I love the fact that you're saving me, thank you, but now let's get to know each other.
Yeah.
And tell me all about yourself and, you know, really, you know, don't skip that step.
Right.
Okay.
Well, he kind of did that. He kept asking, like, questions, like, life questions that just out of nowhere. Like, I'm like, where are these questions
coming from? Did he answer those life questions also?
He's
interviewed.
He did, because I
You know, he's Scorpio. Have you asked him back? Okay, good.
I did. Yeah, okay, well, that makes sense. I definitely just wanted a quick check from you guys because, like, I always just get nervous, especially since, you know, I don't have previous relationship experience.
And you're feeling vulnerable right now. Right now.
Extremely. Things have not been good. But, yeah, it's getting close to time.
Your progressed Venus is now in Aries, and you may have more guts to be involved in a relationship. But our time is up, so good luck, my
That's
dear.
What I was saying.
We're here when you need us.
Thank you.
Okay?
I appreciate you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming.
And for everybody else, you know, a lot of people have had their lives tossed about over the last few months. Let's see if we can start stabilizing from Thanksgiving on and creating more security for ourselves and others. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. And Mark?
Mark Waltz signing off from New York City. And thank you all for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Well, and enjoy this week. Just prioritize safety, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
And I'll add one thing. Ann Ortley is doing very well, for those of you who know.
Excellent. Yeah, she had surgery,
okay.
And she's doing well. Yes. Wonderful. Thank you for the news.
Okay. Bye. Bye.